Many of us are wondering, what is it that we can learn from this coronavirus? What is the message that Hashem is giving to us? The Drashas Haran, who's one of the Rishayim in Hadrush HaAsiri, writes the following. He discusses that every person is internally fighting a battle between Seichel and Dimyon, between intellect and between fantasy, and they're constantly fighting with each other. Sometimes the Seichel wins, sometimes the Dimyon wins. And even when the Seichel's winning, but the Dimyon's constantly fighting and leaving a person unsettled inside. In essence, we want to be one way, but we have the lure inside of us to be another way. But when a person becomes weak, physically weak, then the Dimyon also becomes weak and the Seichel is able to overpower it. He says, for example, when a person is elderly, his seichel overpowers his dimyon. Like Chazal say, that Rav Shimon ben Akavi says, Ziknei am ha'aretz, kol zman sheheim azkinim daitan miturefes aleim. The elders of the Ami ha'aretz, as they get older, they become miturefes, they become unbalanced, like a sfina ha'miturefes bayam, yo-yos, bouncing back and forth. Like the pasuk says, "Meisir safal lina emanim v'tam zekeinim yikach," but zikne hatayra, zikne tamidi chachamim, kozman shem azkinim, daitam misyasheves aleim. Their das becomes more settled. Like it says, "V'yashishim chachma v'arach yamim tumuna." So this does not mean that zikne tayra, as they get older, they become wiser, because it's possible that as people get older, they don't have more chachma, and not necessarily becoming wiser, because the seichel needs kelim gashmiyim, and therefore it's possible that the older a person gets and there's less kelim gashmiyim, the seichel also will become weaker. So what the Tana means when he says chachma mitaysefes bahem, it means that ziknei tera, when they were young, and when they were bebachrusam, they left the taivas ha'olam, and they chose to live a life of taira. So then, as they get older, daita misyasheves aleihem, meaning they're going to become more settled, meaning they realize they were right for making those decisions when they were younger, and they gave up the taivas of olam hazeh, that was the right decision. And even though sometimes the Dimyon fought with them, but as they get older, and as they get physically weaker, they realize that the Dimyon is completely fake, and it's good that they did not get into it. So they become misyasheves, they become more at peace with themselves and with the decision they made in life. Whereas Ziknei Ama'aretz, continues the Drashas Haran, that when they were younger, they followed their taivas, and they did not follow their seichel. And they were not concerned the fact that their intellect told them not to lead the life that they did lead. So therefore, as they get older, daitan miturefes aleihem, they're bouncing back and forth like a sfina miturefes bayam, and they're thinking this, they're thinking that, they're going to change their mind back and forth, and they're nifte achar tabes olam hazeh, even when they're older. Because that's the teva of Dimyon, that it doesn't only make you fantasize about what's in front of your eyes, and it's not only it doesn't make you think about the future or the good that would come to you if you led a different life. Rather, it keeps on letting you think about what could have been, what would have been, what should have been, and therefore, as long as they get older, daitan miturefes aleim, they're jumping, bouncing back and forth in their minds. Was I right? Was I wrong? Should I have? Should I not have? And he says, therefore, when the world is an olam kemen hagay nayeg, and there's good things in the world, when there is blessing in the world, when the stock market is up, dimyon is mischazek, to fight with the seichel, and to make us think there's more opportunities out there. And then it's very hard, when things are good in the world, to reach the madrega of avas Hashem and yirash Hashem, because the dimyon is fighting with us fiercely, getting us to look at the world in a very inappropriate way, in a way which is complete fantasy and not reality. when a person realizes this, when a person experiences things in life that make the Seder Ha'olam change, the way we fantasize the world continuing, the way we fantasized our retirements, the way we fantasized our work, the way we fantasized our social connections, when those suddenly change, then the Dimyon has to be nichna, submissive, against his will, and to be moide, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's judging the world, who's above nature, who's above what appears to be the standard laws of how the world runs. When a person realizes that, they begin to focus and think about their time that they have left. And Oz Yikana Levavei Ha'arel, and we'll be able to overpower Dimyon with our Seichel. And when a person realizes this, it's very easy to reach Avas Hashem. And the reason is because a person really naturally wants to be good. A person is always looking Lamala, looking up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's nothing really preventing him from going up and to see, as Pnei Ha'adin Hashem, only the Seichel, only the Dimyon. And when there is no Dimyon, a person can become a tzaddik very easily. Like Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Malekech Hashem Imach Chukim Lira. What is Hashem asking from you? Only to fear Him. Meaning it's very easy to have Yira Shemayim with our Seichel. The problem is that the Dimyon is fighting with us. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Vidatem Hayoim, you should know this today, Ki lo yiz b'neichem asher lo yodu v'asher lo yiro, az Musa Hashem lekechem. I'm not asking your children who only were raised with a good life, who never saw the Musa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. They never experienced what you went through in Mitzrayim. They never experienced the Peronis of the Midbar. They never experienced what happened to Dasan v'Aviram b'nei Eliyav. Asher potzis al ha'aretz es piyav ativloim ves botehem ves oleim ves kol ha'rechush asher b'regleihem. They never experienced that. I'm talking to you. You can't deny that you saw Musar. You cannot deny it because it was bekerev kol Yisrael. Einechem ha'ra'os es kol ma'aseh Hashem ha'godol asher osa. Therefore you should not follow your dimyon because you should have a level of seichel. Therefore, it's no big deal for you. Mo Hashem Malekech Hashem Imach. What is Hashem asking from you? Only that kiyem liyira. Only to have yira shemayim. Says the Ran, I was telling you all this just to start talking about what we're experiencing in our time today with the Black Plague. Says that our forefathers, referring back to the Jews in Europe before the Black Plague, never saw the Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we ourselves have experienced it during this Black Plague. When they were here, the economy was good. There was peace. Olam kemenhagay nahig. People were dwelling in all areas where they wanted. Yet, they were still on a much higher madriga than us. And true, there were a few people who went off the derech, people who followed their taivis. But that's not a shock, because we know there's a fight between the Dimyon and between the Seichel. But says the Ran, we have seen the Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 13 years. We are seeing that Nishtanu Sidrei Bereshis, Ki Yorad Ra, Me'es Hashem Bashana Hahi L'Roiv Yeshvei Ha'olam, that evil came down, bad came down from Hashem 13 years ago to most of the people living in the world. V'chalu ba chaloyim mishunim, and they've gotten strange sicknesses. It's impossible that they are part of the normal process of the world. Every wise person has to admit and say, Etzba Elohim, this virus, this plague, is the finger of Hashem. Because the sicknesses which come to a person, mitzad tivoi, that's called a choli. But strange things that happen to people, they don't come naturally. That's clearly an oinish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ran, that's hinted in the pasuk of Ehesir Hashem Mimcha Kol Choli. Hashem will remove from you any sickness. V'chol Madvei Mitzrayim Haro'im Asher Yadato. And all of the afflictions of Mitzrayim that you knew, lo yisimam boch, they're not going to come to you, unasanam b'chol seinecha, rather they'll come to your enemies. Says the Ran, what does this mean? Kol chayli is referring to normal sicknesses, which usually happen. Heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. That, says the Ran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, v'heisir Hashem imcha kol chayli, that if we follow the Torah, Hashem will remove these normal sicknesses that are in our genes. They'll be removed from us. But the mazve Mitzrayim haroyim, lo yisimam bach. It doesn't say heisir, Hashem will remove the mazve Mitzrayim. It says they won't be put on you. Because those sicknesses are not part of the teva ha'adam that they need to be removed. They are completely external. They're not even there. And therefore Hashem is mavtiach lo yisimam bach. Says the Ran, mechlal lava toshim meyahein. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mavtiach that the sicknesses which are normal will be removed, he didn't have to say that those other madvei Mitzrayim haroyim, that they're not going to come to us. But Hashem is, so to speak, promising us and scaring us at the same time. That whoever does not listen to the Divrei Hashem Yisbarach, that Yisimam boy, they will be put on him. And this pasuk is telling us what our Seichel already knows, that the strange sicknesses don't come Mitzad HaTeva, but Etzba LeKimhi, that is the finger of Hashem. It says the Ran, we have seen with our own eyes how this plague is spreading around until the whole world turned upside down more in the last 13 years than in the last 200 years. And what has happened in many places is what happened to Dasan Vaviram, that they and their families have died until, and their properties are lost. And people who knew them became their enemies. And so to us, says the Ran, "B'yamim eile ubizman hazeh shmuos yivahalunu." We are afraid of the news. Shekayre be'artzayis einam rechaykes b'menu, of that which happens in lands not so far from us. K'meshekar b'mekaymesenu, similar to what happened by Yos v'chashara'inu and einu, like we ourselves witnessed. Says the Ran, v'yata acher ezois, eichi shoyer l'yetzer hara l'dimyoin ha'koizev fischoin peh. How could the Yetzer Hara and our false imagination have any justification to say what it wants to say? Eich yisa'unu masay shava maducham. How could it persuade us with false arguments? V'yirgarshunu, and try to send us away, mistapeach menachas Hashem, from being protected as part of the Nachalas Hashem. Haloi einenu asher roas Musar Hashem aleikeinu v'siyodai lechazoka. Our eyes see the Musar of Hashem. We see His strong hand. And He's telling us, lebal nifne el rehove hazman. We shouldn't follow the desires of the time. Ki sheker niskam, because they're simply providing us with false. V'nokel eleinu, for us, mo Hashem aleikecha shel miyamach. For us, it's easy, Lashav al Hashem, Yisparach b'liv sholem, kasher geizer sechleini, like our intellect is telling us, ki ein alav l'eis kazeis meineo ma'akev, because now, there's nothing preventing our seichel from ruling, because ein hasatan ben pega ra, because dimyoin is dead. Reality is hitting us in the face. And there's no makom for dimyon, there's no makom for us to think that there's other things. It's easy for us when we're not torn by the Yetzer Hara, by Dimyon. And says the Ran, that when Chazal are maflig b'shvach inyin ha-yisurim, when they praise, they say how wonderful it is to have Yisurim, they say, kol shechofetz by HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakei b'yisurim. Whoever Hashem wants, He'll give him Yisurim. And you might want to ask, what is the benefit of suffering in this world? You may say it's to wipe away averes. But Hashem can do it in any way He wants. He can do the punishments in Olam Hazeh. He can do the punishments in Olam Haba. If that's the case, what's the benefit that a person should suffer in this world over the next world? Maybe you're going to say, because Ein Shem and Olam Haba are much more painful than the Ein Shem and Olam Hazeh. That, says the Ran, Hari HaMishpat Lele Kimu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it work out. Like we say, Al Derech HaMashal, that a person is deserving, according to his Averis, to be Meyusar with Yisuri HaOlam Hazeh for a certain amount of time. So in Olam Haba, it'll be for a second. And that'll be an equal punishment. If that's the case, what's the benefit of suffering in this world? Says the Ran, you have to agree with what I said beforehand, that because Dimyoin is Natua in a person, fantasy is in our minds, it's constantly fighting with our Seichel and trying to take us away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, this fantasy is Nichna Mitoich Tzara. It becomes subjugated when we suffer. So it turns out Hashem is doing a chesed with Beruah. Kishe mevi aleim yisurim, and he brings yisurim on them. Because through them, tosh koichoi, the strength of the Yetzer Hara becomes weaker. Vehe misratzim lebayram, and our seichel, and we as individuals, are willing to serve our Creator. And then the Ran concludes this a bit later on, in the Nusach HaKotzer of the Drush HaAsiri. And he says, "V'lezeh oin she'ha'olam hazeh hem yoisen nevcharim l'chasidav." That the chasidim, those who are chasidei Hashem, are preferring oin shem ha'olam hazeh ki behem toshas koyach ha'yetzer hara v'yamdu b'tzidkam. Until that, even if someone did not do averus, there's a benefit to have yisurim that come me'ava, because it takes away the dimyon, it takes away the constant internal battle with the yetzer hara. And true, perhaps it doesn't help us for doing Averois, but it'll still help us reach higher Madrigais. It's perhaps Kedai to add on that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perikei, Mishnah Yud, begins to talk about the Sheva Mini Peronius that come to the world. And then the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Yud Aleph, Dever Balaylam, why does plague come to the world? And the Mishnah says, for Misay Sa'amuris B'tayrish L'nimsru L'beisdin, V'al Perish Shvias, and for people who do not leave the fruits of Shvias to the Aniyim. And then the Mishnah continues in the next. Mishnah Yud Beis says, Barba Prakam Adev Misrabah, there's plagues, our Misrabah four times. Bervias, the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, the Matzoi Shvias, Uv Matzoi Chachog Shebechal Shana V'shana. And after Sukkot, every single year, there's going to be Dever. Brevius, why does it happen in the fourth year? Mepnei Meiser Ani Shebishlishis. For people not giving their money to Tzedakah, the Meiser Ani, the crops that are supposed to go to the poor people, that is supposed to be done in the third year. Because they didn't do it, Dever comes in the fourth year. Bishvius, in the seventh year, it's Mepnei Meiser Ani Shebishlishis. It's because of the Meiser Ani, which is not given in the sixth year. B'maytzoy Shvias, Dever comes in the eighth year. Mipnei Perish Shvias, because people don't leave the fruits of the seventh year, Hefker for the poor. And B'maytzoy Hechog Shebechal Shana V'shana, and after Sukkot, every single year. B'pnei Gezel Matnei Saniyim, also because people are not giving the Aniyim what they should be giving. Reb Reuven Feinstein Shlita, in his Sefer Pirkei Shalom on Pirkei Avos, says, today, nowadays, we also see Dever coming. Uladaiti ze magefa shel flu. Says, in my opinion, the magefa that comes every year after Sukkot is the flu. Shelefa'amim ba sug shel flu kazeh. Sometimes a type of a flu comes. Shaharbe anoshim esim rachmana litzlan. That many people die from it. Rachmana litzlan. And why does these flus come? Because of Matnas Aniyim, because people don't give the tzedakah in the third year, in the sixth year, in the seventh year, or after Sukkot, that they're supposed to give the Maram Shik. Zatzal says, what is the Mida Keneged Mida of people dying from the plague when they don't give tzedakah? So he says, Dine Hashem Yisparech Hivtiach, Hashem promises the Chol Misha Yavke Peresa B'Shvias, B'Chol Zois Yiyye Loi Lechol Gam B'Shminas, that if we give off our crops for the seventh year, then we'll have what to eat even in the eighth year. Because in the sixth year, we'll have 3 years of crops. But this person who did not give his fruits in Shemitah, and he kept them home because he was worried about his parnasa, Einay mamin b'abtachas Hashem. He doesn't trust Hashem's promises. And he's afraid he won't have what to eat in the seventh year and in the eighth year. So v'zeh ha-shoyteh, this fool, ma'asif li'atzmei peiroiz, v'einay yedeh miyichi, he doesn't know if he's going to live. V'aloi chayim umavis v'yad Hashem. Everything is in Hashem's hands. Uman de yohav chaye, the same person who keeps us alive, yohav mezayni, gives us food to eat to keep us alive. V'zeh she'boiteach she'yichyeh. So this person who plans to live and therefore feels he needs to save his money, his food, for so that he could live. But he doesn't have bitachon that just like he's going to live, so too Hashem will give him his food to live. Hashem says to him, Shagam chayim ein loy. You think you're going to live and it's only the money you're worried about? No, even your life you have to worry about. That you can't store away. Your life you can't store away from next year. Therefore, if someone gathers his peiros shvi'as and keeps his money for himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll keep you for myself too. And let other people eat your fruits. And it's to show that a person's life and his food are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that's the Midah Kinagan Midah. The Dever Bala Olam, plagues, the flu, come to the world and kill people to teach us that our money is not ours. Our life is not ours. It gives us a perspective. The suffering that the Drasha Haran was talking about helps us realize we don't need our jobs, we don't need our money, we just need to live. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're still here, despite so many of us not able to work, despite so many of us not getting paychecks. Still, we are here. And the Medrash Shmuel adds in, along the same lines, that since we know Hashem, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Meloya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, V'ashviya Tishmetena Unetashta V'achlu Avyoyne Yamecha, that the Baal HaSodeh and the Ani, the rich person and the poor person, are equal when it comes to Peiros Shvi'as. So when the rich person sins with Peiros Shvi'as, and he wants to make it as if he is the owner, he thinks, I run the world, so he's being Kaifer and Makchish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach on the Tachtoinim. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Dever, which is not a natural death. It's a Misa Heshkechias Mishuleches Me'ita Yisparach. It's a special Misa sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk says, V'shalachti Dever B'soichachem. Whenever there's a plague that comes around, it's not Teva, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending it. V'cheinu Omer Yad Bek Hashem B'chos HaDover. Hashem will make the Dever chase you. Ki hu ha-madbika v'ha-mishalchoi. Therefore, there's no medicine that will be found according to Teva. That's the Midah Keneged Midah. Because since they were Kaifer in the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem brings Dever, which is a Makkah, which shows Fakert that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach. Because people don't have any medicines for the flu. Finish off with the Pele Yoetz, who discusses Dever. And he says that Chazal say in Maseches Bava Kama Daf Samach Amud Beis, Dever Be'ir Kanes Raglecha. If there's a plague in the city, stay home. Or run away from the city before the plague spreads. And then he says, you know, we have to be so thankful that we're living in the cities of Edom, that they're very careful when it comes to plagues. But on the other hand, they're overly careful. And if they find someone who died because of the plague, they'll burn his body. Or they may even not even treat someone who they feel is contagious. It's better perhaps to live among the Yishma'elim who do try to heal people who have a plague. And also they'll give him a proper burial. Kavod oisim le b'moisei agdei b'nei adam ha-mezumanim lekach. V'al kol panim, says the Pele Yoetz, is a chiyuv mutol on everyone. Lishmar nafshei mi'od. B'netirusa yeserta k'chol abar l'miyadai. We have to do everything in our power to be extra safe, extra careful. Sharei k'siv, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei Chaf Beis Gimel, Arum ra'a ra'a v'nistar. A wise person sees bad coming and he hides. Upsayim, and the foolish, avru v'ne'enoshu, pass and get punished. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that al zubavad She'ovad shalei nistar, since the fool did not protect himself, did not hide, roi le'onesh, that foolishness alone will make him deserve to be punished. Vareza mischayev benafshoi, and he says, ve'peleyoitz ve'ikar hashmira, how do we be careful? How is the Urim ra'ara v'nistar and be careful? Al yideisha pizer nasan le'avyoinim. It's by giving money to the avyoinim. Lo yehaya kesef nechshav. Money should not be valued. Vashirim yasu pezer gadol. And the rich should spend lots of money. Lahachyes nefesh aniyim. To give life to the poor. V'zeh yehiya kaifer nafsham. This will be their kaifer nefesh. Laval tu'una aleihem ra'ah. That nothing bad will happen to the rich. V'nega lo yikrav aleihem. And the nega will not come to their tents. Like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, that the reason why dever comes is because of people not giving enough money to the poor. And the way to be saved from dever is by giving enough money to the poor. Then the Peleoitz adds on, v'gam yakdimu tfilo letzara midei yom yom. We should also daven every single day before we become sick. V'yasu kol ha-segulos ha-muvaim b'sfarim. Seder limudim. And we have to do all the segulos which are mentioned in the sfarim. U'befrat amira seder pitum ha-keteres. Specifically, saying pitum ha-keteres b'kavona, with tremendous kavona, ad yashkif Hashem hashkafo l'toiv, until Hashem looks down with a good look. V'yitein shalom b'eretz, and he'll put peace in the land. Chayim. Life, vishalva, and tranquility. May we take a bizoicha to what the Drosh HaRan says, Mo Hashem Melekecha Shalom Bimach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Dever Ba'aretz for one purpose and one purpose only, that we should realize that there's only Seichel, there's no Dimyon, all the fantasies that we have about enjoying Olam Hazeh, of how things are going to work, they all fall apart when the play comes. The Shtane Maise Bereshis, in the last 13 years, says the Drosh HaRan, the world has changed more than it changed in the last 200 years. It's to teach us that it's all Dimyon, and we should be able to be Misdaita Misyasheves Aleim, to be able to use this opportunity when we're all with Hespoididos, we're all alone, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the inner torment, torment, without being torn with the Dimyon and the Seichel, so that we should be able to be Raglei Chassid of Yishmar, that the Ziknei, Talmidei Chachamim, calls Man Shemizdaknim Daiton, Misyasheves, Aleihem, to be able to serve the Eibishter.